Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalist, Christian patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Trump Tuesday. Yep, and of course, our actually legally elected president has quite a bit going on, as usual. We've got a clip from him that is quite a good announcement, I think, especially in light of some other backup info that we have to share as well. And, yeah, and we'll be sharing that after the break.
He'll be addressing something that is just horrendous in our culture. We should never be allowing.
Exactly.
And very few people are speaking out against it so boldly.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, exactly. Glad to see. Well, he is the president and the president on the campaign trail. So,
well, and something happened. Yes, I believe it was yesterday, or we just found out about it. It just happened in the last 48 hours. I know that. That would never have happened if the election hadn't been stolen. And Trump was still where he needs to be in the Oval Office. Is this resolution by the UN yesterday against Israel?
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Now, several are reporting on this, but the Jerusalem Post points out that the United Nations made a statement that was, well, it's like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office basically said, the statement that the UN made should never have been made, and the United States should never have joined it. The United States signed on to this. The UN Security Council has issued a one-sided statement which denies the rights of the Jews to live in our historic homeland, their statement said, and it fails to mention the Palestinian terror attacks in Jerusalem, which 10 Israeli civilians were murdered. That's just in the last month. And the statement also ignores the Palestinian Authority's grotesque pay-for-slay policy, which subsidizes the murder of Jews and belittles the evil of anti-Semitism, which has resulted in the slaughter of millions. The Palestinians get paid
right
by the Palestinian Authority. Their family members get paid when one of these guys gets killed carrying out a terrorist act. And
right.
By the way,
and
it's not
all
occupied land. It is the Jews' land.
Yeah,
it belongs
right
to the Israelis. God gave it to them. And if anything, the Palestinians that are there are occupiers.
Right. And the only statement that even makes sense about the UN having any kind of involvement in that at all is the fact that it's unacceptable.
That's
right.
Ununited Nations is what it is.
Well, and they've always had it out for Israel.
Yeah.
And well, the majority of their military forces come from Arab states,
right.
Arab nation states of the United Arab Emirates. And in fact, that's about an 80 percentile as far as that involvement for the UN. So if they're going to send soldiers into any region, 80% of those people are going to be from the United Arab Emirates.
And the United Nations, the ununited nations, which needs to be kicked off American soil, all of their human rights abuse reports come out. Israel is always right at the top.
Right.
Not North Korea, not China, not
right.
Pakistan, not Saudi Arabia or Iran. It's always Israel for killing Palestinians in return for attacks on the Israelis. And then, can you imagine if the Israelis danced in the streets and passed out candy
in
every
celebration?
Time,
yeah.
Every time a Israeli killed a Palestinian, the world, their heads would explode.
Yep.
Their hair would burst into flames. But that's not what's happening. And so, this was prophesied. Zechariah 12:3 says, on that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples, and all who All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it, right, against Jerusalem. And, you know, I don't know if I ever expected in my lifetime to see the United States turning on Israel.
Well, and that's not us. I mean, that's not
it's not.
It's funny. We've got the unacceptable and the
that's
U.S.
Right.
That's not us. Right.
That's right. But when it's prophesied that all the nations will come against Israel,
right?
That includes the forces from the United States, you know, and led by these globalists, these World Economic Forum and Chinese puppets,
right? Against everybody's will, against the whole globe's will, you know. I mean, all of these communist coups and the WEF takeovers and the very strange occurrence of all of these prime ministers and presidents stepping down. They just, oh, whoops, I've had enough. And they step down and, oh, wow, what a surprise. Here's a WEF replacement.
Yep.
You know, and all of those
that just happened
false
in Scotland.
Governments. Yeah, exactly.
Last week in
Scotland. And so all of these false governments, all basically ruled by the United Nations and WEF.
Right.
They all are focusing on going against Jerusalem, not the actual people of the world. And so it's
right.
It's unfortunate that this, you know, this global governance structure that has assumed leadership and just basically has taken over.
Right.
Those guys are responsible for that. None of us are.
Well, that's true. And when you look at the polls, like Germany, most German citizens were opposed to this open border policy with this invasion, Muslim invasion from Africa and the Middle East.
Right.
They're opposed to sending tanks. And now they're talking about aircraft from Italy or from Germany. The citizenry are absolutely opposed to all of this.
That's right.
They're taking the world for a ride, and it's just going to be a train wreck. And, you know, so I guess we shouldn't be too surprised when we see countries that we never thought we would see turn against Israel, because this was prophesied that this would happen.
That's right.
You know, so. Yeah.
Well, so let's get to the word of the day, shall
we? Let's do it.
Okay. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 13 through 21, which read under the title, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no bread." But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it you do not understand?" And so it's kind of interesting here, because this is, you know, he had just left the other shore, where in the town of Dalmanutha, he stopped, and the Pharisees came out to dispute with him and seeking for him a sign from heaven, testing him.
Oh, yeah.
And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and he said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." And so then they get back in the boat, and this is where he has this discussion with them about beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And the Bible notes explain that what's going on here is that Jesus is aware of their inner thoughts, and he proceeds, though grieved by the hardness of their hearts. Notice the two imperatives, things like the previous example of this, where he asks the man with the withered hand to stretch out his hand, and then also the feeding of the 4,000. Those are without a doubt amazing miracles. And so he's grieved by the hardness of their hearts. And then it says to explain further, The Herodians were a minor political party favoring the continuation of the dynasty of Herod. Hmm. Normally, they and the Pharisees were arch enemies, but here they are united in their common purpose to destroy Jesus.
Right.
Evil, as well as righteousness, can unite people. And so that's the explanation that they're giving here about the fact that beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod, because the evil forces are joining together.
Yes.
And they're going a little bit can ruin the whole lump, right? And so that's what it's describing. And also in the word wealth, where the word hardened, your heart is still hardened,
right,
is described as the Hebrew word of paroa, and which means to petrify, form a callous, or to make hard. The word is used metaphorically of spiritual deafness and blindness. Hearers of the gospel who repeatedly resist its convicting truth become insensitive and dull and lose the power of understanding. And so basically when you, like for instance, if you continue in sin and you're always resisting the Lord who is trying to reach out in, you know, maybe convicting you in your heart about things you're doing or thinking or saying, and you pretty soon learn to ignore it and keep doing what you want to and what you will, that causes the hardening of your heart. And so you can no longer right. hear him anymore. And so anytime he's speaking, you're not hearing insight from the Lord. You're not hearing anything as instructional or sparking off clues and giving you hints as to further basically discernment.
Right.
You're not hearing from the Holy Spirit anymore because your heart is hardened. And so that's kind of an interesting thing that's going on here in the boat. And they're always just claiming like the wrong thing. And he's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You know, he's grieved. And it says in the notes, he's grieved by the hardening of their hearts.
Right.
And so just kind of an interesting thing there to think about with evil joining forces together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you know, if we join forces with other righteous people, we become stronger. Same thing happens with the evil side.
Right.
So where they normally are arch enemies, if they want to come against a common enemy, they will join forces. And then you get that saying, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
Right. And so that's how it works against Christ and against Christians as well.
Yeah.
So if you've got, like you're saying, with the Arab nations ganging up against Israel and now the United Nations joining in,
right.
You know, everybody wants to bring Jerusalem and God's people down, who is anti-God.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have this strange dichotomy, you know, that you and I have talked about for a long time. You've got the godless Marxist communists joining forces with the Muslims to come against anything that's Christ-centered or Israeli or Jerusalem-centered.
Right.
And, this latest resolution by the United Nations is a perfect example of that.
Right.
You have communists, globalists, combining forces with the Arab nations, with Muslims, against Israel. Yep. And so...
Well, and again, the funny thing there is that each side will use each other to their own advantage
yes.
while they are working together. But as soon as they have fulfilled that advantageous position, they'll cast them off and get rid of them and,
right.
you know, kill them or whatever. And the UN has already stated that the whole Islamic religion is unsustainable, right along with Christianity and the Jewish culture and religion. And so
it's interesting right now to see this alliance forming between China and Russia, where Russia and the United States has flipped
right
as far as our moral compass. You know, they're completely rejecting the homosexual agenda, you know, at the state level. They're not going to institutionalize it. They're pushing nationalism. and patriotism and family, the family unit, and so on, where, you know, the United States has gone completely godless or at war and rebellion against God, joining a communist global scheme. And so to see that alliance there with the communist China between Russia, this is a really strange time to live in, to watch who is allying with each other.
Right. And, you know, speaking of that, that's a great thing that you brought up, because I have an example here from Africa, from the female president of Liberia, who is being interviewed by a British journalist who's asking her why she won't make laws that basically get rid of homosexuality being illegal in Liberia.
Right.
And so she more or less asks her, will you make it legal? And the president of Liberia, she flat out says, no, we will not make it legal, because it's already illegal in Liberia.
Right.
And they have very, very strong convictions to keep it that way.
Yes.
And she cites the fact that they have a traditional position on it, and they're going to stick to it.
Outstanding.
Yep. So fantastic.
Not going to be bullied into changing on that either. You've got to protect the family. The family is the nucleus of the nation.
Absolutely.
It's like the smallest form of a nation, you know. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a quick break here and come back on the other side. We've got several things lined up. We want to make sure we can push through it all. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and this segment is brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Helping you to get rapture ready for the return of our King. Once again, that's JesusAppears.com. Stick around, Patriots. We'll be back with more right after this.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This segment brought to you by Hub City Mercantile. They specialize in Brookfield water filters. And we've been talking about this. Good morning, Lady Liberty. I just wanted to say that... Tomorrow, Putin is going to be speaking to the United Nations.
Right.
And things are just getting so volatile right now. Water has got to be at the top of your list. I mean, the people in Ukraine, they're trying to use seawater to make tea with, right?
Right.
Whether it's war, whether it's a train derailment, you know, contaminating your water. Earthquake, hurricane, water's got to be at the top of your list. You can't store up enough water that you've got to have a way of processing it. And these guys are just really great, and I want to keep it in the family. They're also members of Ameron. But Hub City Mercantile, they are offering a discount for Radio Free Redoubt listeners and Ameron members. And if you go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, you'll see that posting right at the very top. Click on that. And, of course, that's an affiliate link that helps support us as well and doesn't cost you any more, but it'll actually save you 10% on your purchases. So check them out. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on that that posting and click on through the link, and they'll take great care of you.
Right. And so, gosh, that is critical. And that's why we have one also.
Yeah.
Because
I've had one for years, and we need to get some new filters from them.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. So, yeah, that's a great product that we stand by. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. It is Trump Tuesday. So
that's right.
We definitely want to make sure that you guys get to hear what he had to say. Powerful.
Yes. We've got a clip here where Trump is calling on the Department of Justice to open an investigation into anybody that basically is pushing this transgender thing of, you know, on any kids at all.
Child mutilation.
And anybody that says that, you know, if you feel like you're in the wrong body, you know, that here's here's this surgery, here's these puberty blockers for you. He's calling for the Department of Justice to open an investigation and find out who these people are and hold them criminally accountable and justifiably so. Listen now to what he has to say.
The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique.
And that message right there, we shouldn't even be having this conversation today.
Exactly.
They are permanently damaging and mutilating our children. And anybody who speaks common sense like this is the extremist.
Right. We need to set it straight. We need to tip the scales back to normalcy because there is such a small, small percentage of the entire world's population that even has this issue.
A fraction of a percentage, maybe.
Exactly. And so for them to be making that the critical issue and the pivotal point for all of politics and every politician to be standing on, that is absolutely absurd. In fact, I've got this information here about one of the primary pushers of all of this, as we all know, Rachel Levine, who's a man,
right,
who is not a woman, never has been a woman, never will be a woman.
Right.
Dr. Rachel Levine graduated from Harvard College and Tulane University School of Medicine and completed his training in, get this, pediatrics and adolescent medicine.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wasn't it also psychiatric psychology?
Well,
child psychology?
It seems like we reported on that at one point as well. But just the fact that what he is prescribing is that they make money off of this. So listen here. Following this thread, the public records show that Rachel Levine, the man, discussing potential revenue with a gender clinic social worker from Meg E. Brock. It says, these emails from 2018 are between Levine and Rollin M. Ornstein, medical doctor. Rollin was affiliated with Penn State Hershey Children's Hospital, and Rollins said, I'm trying to convince the administration about the need for a gender-specific position for the imminent gender clinic. I am trying to put together a presentation regarding potential revenue, including downstream. Levine wrote back, you should be able to fund an evaluation and therapy for pediatric and adolescent patients in a program such as you do for the ED program and is done at the CHOP. Pre-surgical consults for patients under 18 will most likely be limited to female-to-male top surgery. And so here they are discussing how to make it profitable and how to make a revenue, including downstream, like later on in their life, different things that they're going to require medically to adapt and to deal with these afflictions caused by these surgeries.
And how much money there will be involved in it.
Right. And so here is this, I mean, he's got a medical degree in adolescent medicine, and he's looking to profit off of this.
That's it. Well, it's sick. It's just, it's pure sickness. And obviously, there's a lot of money in targeting children for killing and mutilation and sexually exploiting as well. But look at Planned Parenthood. I mean, the billion-dollar industry that they're the head of.
Right.
And how much money are taxpayer dollars going to fund that? And now they want to divert federal money or government taxpayer dollars toward damaging and mutilating children. Again, children are the target. And, you know, years ago,
especially
people warned against this.
When they can't defend themselves while they're at school, and teachers and different other school staff are telling them not to tell their parents.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hiding it from them.
Yep.
Just absolutely atrocious. So.
Yeah, completely vulnerable in that system. So good on Trump. Boy, he's not going to be able to get back into office fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Boy, you aren't kidding. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to pray for. Pray for our children. Pray for our nation, especially after Biden's trip sneaking into Ukraine.
Right.
Biden or Putin and whatever he's going to be presenting. Pray for Jerusalem and the peace of Jerusalem right now. I mean, there's just a convergence of so many different things in the world. Just stay in prayer and stay close to him.
Also, before we close out, we're going to have to hit on this tomorrow, but North Korea launched an ICBM last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And they've also shot missiles at our joint military exercises in the Pacific.
Right.
And so they're ramping up, and this has come from Kim Jong-un's sister.
Oh boy.
And so,
crazy girl.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day. You be safe out there and stay close to him, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.